Welcome to today's Hearthstone. Let's Talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Park Ranger Tracy Spry with the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers at Lake Red Rock joins us on today's program to preview a wide range of summer activities coming to the lake this month and next. Well, Tracy, summer is here. A lot of activities that are coming up, as always, here at Lake Red Rock. First of all, give our listeners an overview of some of the many activities that you have here coming up over the course of the summer, and many old favorites, so to speak, returning that kids will enjoy, and even some adults.
Right. Well, a couple of things that people have already been asking about are our Junior Rangers and Outdoor Adventurers camps. And so we've already got people signing up for those. Junior Rangers is for children 8 to 10 years old, and they'll do a day's worth of activities with us. And the Outdoor Adventurers is a similar day camp for 11 and 12 year olds. And there's a lot of different fun things from 9 to 3, so they each last 6 hours and offer some great opportunities. They need to pre-register for those and would have to call our office. Some things that we're highlighting this year, and we do quite often anyway, but with our 50th anniversary year, we have some great history programs that we'll offer. The 50th anniversary for the dam, so it's a great year for us to do a program about the building of the dam and really highlighting some of those pictures. People are always so interested in seeing construction photos of the dam and hearing the stories of what it was like. How did they build the dam? You know, people think that the lake was here, but you know, have to remember that it was just a river here. And those pictures really mean a lot. And so we'll offer that program a couple times. And we'll also have some great guest speakers this year again. Bill and Darlene Carr, who are residents of the town of Cordova. They'll be offering their Memories of Cordova program again, and so that'll be a great feature. Darlene was also a teacher in the Red Rock School and shares a lot of wonderful memories, and Bill writes poetry, and so they always have a lot of great things that they share. And we'll do a couple programs about the town of Red Rock, too, tying into the Cordova time frame. People are always interested to hear about that old town and about what life might have been like for those early pioneers. As far as other things that are going on, we'll be doing a pond exploration. It's always great for people to get out and explore, see what kind of things live in our area wetlands. We'll be doing our Creatures of the Night hike, always a popular program as well. And Bobber the Water Safety Dog, our mascot, will be coming out to the beaches and some of our campgrounds throughout the season too. We'll be going on some bird hikes. We'll have Dr. Lee Wymore coming to do some stargazing programs again for us and some tree identification hikes. We'll do geocaching and woodland walks. We'll have some live snake programs this year. That's something we've offered in the past, but this year we have a presenter who has several really neat species of her own. So that would be something to look forward to. And these programs are all free.
And outside of certain exceptions, the other big thing is they don't have to pre-register necessarily as well. Just show up. Assuming the weather is nice, they'll have a great opportunity. One of the other things that you offer throughout the year is getting out on the lake. And there's Let's Go Paddling. There are some paddling tours and some other opportunities to really kind of explore what the lake has to offer from a recreational standpoint.
Right. And some of those would be examples of just a few things that might require pre-registration. If it's a tour using boats, if they don't have their own and need to borrow one, we'd have to reserve a boat for them. But quite often, yeah, we'll have a paddle to Hickory Ridge where you'd be 16 years old or over to join us if you're going to borrow a boat. We'll just take a leisurely paddle over to our wilderness camp. And then we'll also do a paddling tour of Roberts Creek. And we have also several different, what we call them, Let's Go Paddling events where people can come out and try our boats. And that's always the fun. And we offer that quite often throughout the summer season.
For folks who may not have specific activities in mind but want to come out and enjoy the lake, as I understand, you have a ton of different activity packs and gear that people can use to enjoy themselves while they're at one of the campgrounds or they come to one of your open spaces for a day.
Right. And quite often our programs might introduce that to people. If they come on a bird hike, we might mention there's a bird exploration pack that you can check out with binoculars and field guides and bird call CDs. And we also, with our pond study, maybe you don't have your own pond net. Well, that's not a problem. Borrow one from us. Want to go on our butterfly safari? Great. Or maybe you can't come that particular day. You can borrow a butterfly net. field guides from us. And those are just a few examples of what we offer. They'll be in our summer program guide for more information.
And then one of the things we talk about and we mentioned over the Memorial Day weekend is staying safe out there too. And so if people have questions about safety, life jackets, all those other kinds of things, there are resources available right here in the visitor center and then at various stations throughout the lake in regards to life jackets.
Right. And our life jacket loaner stations, the one, again, currently at Whitebreast Ramp still is currently stocked. The other two at the Whitebreast and North Overlook Beach will be stocked. And they have sizes of life jackets from infant up to adult. And you just take one, borrow it, and bring it back to one of the loaner stations free of charge. And they've been really well received. And so we'll be, again, like adding some additional ones this year.
Once again, that was Park Ranger Tracy Spry with the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers at Lake Red Rock, previewing their upcoming summer activities. That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life, supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.